What's good out there, everybody? This is Shanika with Nika's Talk. Today is Tuesday, December the 18th. Hope everybody's day is good so far, so good. Today's topic is about, the question of the day, I should say, is can you be in love with somebody that you've never seen before? Yeah, I know somebody out here can probably relate to this situation or can, you know, call in about it. I'm going to just use, I guess, social media. For example, you got Facebook and you got Instagram, especially Facebook. So, have anybody ever DM you and next thing you know, you started talking and y'all exchange numbers and y'all still talking, but y'all never seen each other. Is that possible that you can actually love a person that way? Let me know. I want to know. I think it's possible. Shit, anything is possible. If two people really, you know, put an effort, it's so funny. I don't know if anybody's seen that movie, the Tyler Perry latest movie. God, I don't even know the name of it. It's a damn shame. Let's not use that example. But pretty much, it was about the lady. She was dating. She was talking to a guy that she never seen before on the internet, like through one of them chat sites. And, you know, they were talking for like a year and she never seen him before. And it's like every time she would ask for him to maybe FaceTime her or Skype her or something like that, he wouldn't. He always come up with some kind of lame excuse, like the connection was bad or something. He didn't have access to the computer. And come to find out, you know, at first they thought it was a term called catfish and that, you know, she was being catfished. But come to find out, he was actually real. But when she met him, he wasn't what I guess she expected him to be. I mean, not as far as his looks. His looks was fine, but his whole personality and character was like jacked up. And he was more self-absorbed, all about him all the time. And they went out to dinner and it was just like, she was just like, womp, womp, womp. Oh my God, I'm so mad I can't think of the name of that damn movie and I just seen it. I'm so irky, but it's Tyler Perry latest movie. But I'm just using that example just to say it can be possible. People get catfished all the time, but luckily hers was actually legitimate. Like, he was real, but he was just not what she wanted out of to be her boyfriend. I mean, they fell in love or whatever, and you know, they would talk every night and he would tell her, I love you, and so on and so on. But when it was time to meet, it was like, ugh, it wasn't what she really wanted it to be. So I don't know. But I think it's possible. I think anything can happen if you allow it to. So many people that, you know, can DM you, whether it's a man or woman, and just started talking, especially if you're looking at the pictures and you feeling their pictures, you're like, okay, he seemed to be all right or she seemed to be all right. She ain't putting you now. You know, most people, they do the checklist. So now they go into your Facebook page or your Instagram and they looking at all the posts you done post, see what type of person you might could be just from your post. And believe it or not, people can tell a lot about somebody's character just by they post. If you got a lot of twerking shit on your shit, or you half-ass naked, or, you know what I'm saying, you showing this and showing that, I mean, people's going to assume off the muscle that you're a thot. Vice versa with a man, same thing. He got a lot of twerking, he got a lot of crazy shit going on his page. Like, oh, this nigga's a player. You know what I'm saying? It's just something. Mm-hmm. So you doing the check, you scrolling through to see, and then you looking like, okay, they don't got nothing ratchet. Cause I had somebody say, well, you know, you don't got nothing ratchet on your page. I mean, I don't know. I don't do ratchet stuff, so I'm not sure what that meant. But now I understand what it means. Like, I don't post crazy stuff. You know, some people, I mean, people post whatever they want to post. It's your page, you do what you want. But if this is for, even for your friends, some people page is public. So if this is for the whole world to see, you just want to make sure, you know, things is, you know, intact or whatever. Because if not, it's going to look, you know, real crazy on you. And as an individual, they looking at you like, damn, you are the chain. But some people, some females and some guys just don't care about that shit. I mean, to each his own. That's totally up to you. So anyway, so they going through your page. I like what you see. Boom, then they DMing you. Next thing you know, y'all talking. Y'all talking for a minute. Y'all exchanging. Y'all doing this. Y'all might even, I don't know, FaceTime each other. Now, if y'all FaceTime each other, okay, you actually seeing one another, but you still ain't, like, touch them or, you know, caress them or hold them or, you know, all the things you guys might have even spoke about, but just never did it. So is that even a better relationship? Like, how better is that? Like, if you can be in love with somebody that you never even met, I mean, is that pretty much a strong feeling? Is that like an infatuation? Like, what does that entail? Like, I just want to know from you guys, like, what would you like call that? I'm not saying it's bad. I mean, shit, if you can be in love with somebody and never see them a day of your life, or you actually FaceTime it and seen them, but you still haven't met them in person, and like y'all like head over heels for each other. I mean, hey, you know, that's not bad. I mean, I don't know. I think it's possible. I haven't had anybody, and at least that I know of, that scenarios is like that. But you got to think, Facebook is worldwide, and you know, anybody can DM you depending on how you got your Facebook set up, can slide in your DM. And hopefully, you know, you can kind of tell if somebody got like a fake page or not, you know what I'm saying, where they got like one or two pictures and it's not really even related to them at all. But something that's legitimate and y'all feel a special kind of way for each other, hey, go for it. I mean, I think it's possible. I just want to know if anybody out there actually experienced that. And if so, like, how was it? Is it better than just meeting somebody that, you know, you met in a club or at a bar or at a restaurant? Is this a better way of connecting? Like, I'm going to have to find out. I should have did, like, a survey just to talk to people and see, like, how they feel about that. Because this is 2018. We're going on 19. Anything's possible. I watched Love and Hip Hop Hollywood. And A1's mom, she said she was talking to this guy in Nigeria for over a year. Come to find out, she had packed her bag. She was going to take her stuff. And she went over there. Come to find out, she went over there and got married to the man. I mean, hey, who knew? So, I mean, I don't know. You people find love in different ways, shapes, and forms. But I think it's possible, and to each his own. You know, if it's a good situation for you, then hey, go for it. Why not? So anybody out there listening, had that situation, can you be in love or fall in love with somebody you never seen before a day in your life? Or you've seen them like maybe FaceTime, to say you FaceTime, but you never actually touched or felt or none of that. You never did none of that kind of thing. Is that possible to be actually in love with a person? Let me know. This is Shanika with Nika's Talk, y'all.
Hey, what's up, Nika? King Ambrosius, Aqua Baby, Black Merle, whatever you want to call me. But I definitely think it's possible for you to fall in love with someone by not actually touching them or physically seeing them. And like you said, it was the situation a year going past. They conversating and, you know, deeper things in life, where as though like, how was your day? And they actually would tell that person how their day was going, and they would like kind of ease their stress that they was having throughout that day. But then on the other side, yeah, I would definitely be kind of upset if that person wasn't physically what I'm attracted to, but at the same time you're mentally attracted to them. So it's kind of like I don't know, it's kind of I don't know. I just went. But like, yeah, it's me again, Black Merle, Aqua Baby, whatever you want to call me. I just wanted to speak furthermore on this topic. Can you fall in love with someone? But I ran out of time, and I was just wanted to say more about the whole social media aspect of it. Is someone scrolling through your pictures and seeing who you are, and like everything I post on my social media is me. Like I can't sugarcoat it. Like it's, that's who I am. So if I may offend someone or whatever, like hopefully not, but to each their own.